Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. It is a Saturday morning here, April 13th, and we are live and local in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. This week in sports may be the best full week of sports on the calendar. When you consider that exactly 7 days ago, last Saturday during my show, we were getting geared up for the men's Final Four and the men's championship. And the women's final was played on Sunday. That broke all the records. And then Monday, you had the men's national championship. And UConn wins back-to-back. This week, all week long, you've had MLB baseball. The Nats are on the West Coast. NHL hockey caps playoff sweat with just a few games remaining. They've got a big game later today. NBA basketball, the season ends tomorrow, and a ton of movement can be made in the standings based on tomorrow's results. Champions League soccer, UFC fights, NFL draft previews, and of course, the Masters. It is Masters Week. And yesterday, I was surprised at how much Masters coverage I watched. Throughout most of the morning into my show, I was peeking in on it. And then after the show, I went home, sat on the couch, and watched another 3 or 4 hours. And like many of you, you're right, probably consumed some Masters coverage Thursday, Friday, and will probably sit down for a few hours today. But this year, for me, something changed when watching the Masters. And I know if you listen to the Sports Junkies, EB and Drab say this, I say this all the time as well. I get psyched for greatness, all right? I get psyched for greatness. I like to watch history be made. I like to watch the greatest play, right? Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning. For basketball, I don't love LeBron, but I get psyched to watch him be a star. Jokic as well. Tiger Woods is one of the greatest. One of the GOATs. I mean, think about it. I'm 31 right now. He's been the face of golf basically my entire lifetime, right? He was number one golfer in the world for 683 weeks, more than 13 years. Five of his 15 major championships have come at the Masters. And, of course, he did it in 1997 at age 21, becoming the youngest champion in Masters history with an unbelievable score that day. And, look, I have so many vivid memories being at my beach house with my grandparents or just at my grandfather's house on Masters Sunday, watching Tiger Woods, right? Tiger in his Sunday red, watching him win. So many great naps I took watching, lying next to my dad or my grandpa watching Tiger. And it was never my favorite sport, but I always tuned in Saturdays and Sundays. And from that age to today, Tiger Woods has been the face of the sport. And for me, it's not the same anymore. Because when I watched Tiger, he's still incredible, right? He made the cut. Broke the record. He's just not dominant. He's just not dominant. And I don't enjoy watching Tiger as much anymore. Because when I watch Tiger, he looks beat up. He looks like an old man now. It kind of seems like it's worse than Michael Jordan when he was on the Wiz. It's Shaq when he played for the Suns. Mark McGwire after he stopped taking steroids. I don't know that Tiger Woods has that it factor anymore. I'm watching him limp around out there. He barely smiles anymore. Right, he's grimacing most of the time, feeling his back for pain. They showed the video. I'm sure some of you guys saw it on social media. He was wearing icy hot patches. Then he's rubbing more icy hot and stuff all over him, just trying to make it through the course. And it was painful to watch him go through basically, what, it was 23 holes yesterday because he had to finish round one and then do all of round two. And he made the cut. And it's unbelievable that Tiger Woods makes 24th straight cut at the Masters. That's a record. And he deserves a lot of credit for that. But when I watch him, he's still great, and it still amazes me. But I get sized for greatness, and Tiger was not the greatest golfer at Augusta on Thursday. He was not the greatest golfer at Augusta on Friday, right? I mean, you guys watched the Masters. It was Max Homa putting on a show. It was Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. I found myself more attached to the top of the leaderboard than Tiger Woods. And that's not what it's been like for me for years. I've been more interested in watching Tiger, having a Tiger tracker open. But Thursday and Friday and today, I feel like I'm more interested in the top of the leaderboard. I used to watch Tiger. It was the reason I started watching golf. But now I get psyched for greatness. I want to see the greatest golfers perform. And those right now are at the top of the leaderboard. I want to see Tiger play well, but I want to open up to the audience. What are you paying attention to this Masters weekend? Are you locked into Tiger Woods like always? Or are you like me now, watching the top groups? Are you excited for 2:45 today when Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau tee off? Are you going to be following Cam Young, Patrick Reed, some of the other Americans, Xander Schauffele, as they try to make their way towards the top of the leaderboard today? Now, Tiger Woods was incredible yesterday, all right? The fact that he made the cut is just, it's unbelievable, right? It was a record that was held by Fred Couples and then Gary Player before him, and Woods was one over par, tied for 22nd after 36 holes. He still believes he's got a chance to win, right? He's 8 shots behind Bryson DeChambeau, and he was quoted after his round saying, "It means I have a chance going into the weekend. I'm here. I have a chance to win the golf tournament. I don't know if they're all going to finish today, but I'm done. I got my 2 rounds in. Just need some food, some caffeine, and I'll be ready to go," Woods said after the second round. "I'm tired. I've been out for a while, competing, grinding. It's been a long 23 holes, a long day, but I really did some good fighting today, and we've got a chance." And I'm not saying Tiger doesn't have a chance here. When you look, he's going to tee off today at 12:45. He's one over after 2 rounds, chasing the top of the leaderboard, which is right now 6 under par with 3 different guys here. I'm just saying, I want to know if you guys feel like me, where it's not the same rooting for Tiger as it used to be. Because I just get psyched for seeing guys make birdies, and Tiger yesterday was like birdie, bogey, right? I'm still rooting for Tiger. I'll still be checking in on him, but I used to be Tiger-focused only, right? Now, I'll be checking in on the top of the golfers, the top of the standings, the top of the leaderboard to check out the other golfers, probably more than I watch Tiger over the next 2 days, right? His impact on the sport is uncomparable, right? You just can't explain how much Tiger means to golf, and it's so huge for golf and golf fans and Augusta, right, that he made it to the weekend again. I'm just not sure he's going to be within reach on Sunday, or if his body will even last the entire weekend. That's kind of what's difficult for me. Is, like I said, it seems even worse than watching Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Like, it's frustrating to even watch him walk. It's frustrating to see him hit some shots, and they're incredible. And it's nothing against his golf. It's still great. But it's the faces he makes afterwards. It's watching him look like he can barely lean down to pick up the golf ball after he gets it in. Right? It just looks like I'm watching a broken down superstar. I'm watching my hero, you know, after everything he's been through, he's just not the same. It's not fun watching the immortals after they lose their superpowers. And so I'll be focused in on Bryson DeChambeau. I get sized for skinny Bryson and his story. Max Homa. During golf and tennis, I like to flex my American pride, root for my nation, root for all the Americans to be the top of the leaderboard. So I'll keep an eye on Tiger. But the top of the leaderboard means more. And I want to see the winners look awesome. I want to see, you know, back-to-back birdies. I want to see someone hit an eagle. I want to see a hole-in-one. I want to see Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau blow out the rest of the field here. Cam Smiths, Ryan Fox, Danny Willett, anybody that's not American. I'm rooting for the Americans to finish at the top of the leaderboard and to really
blow everyone away. It's just not the same as it used to be. That's for me. Maybe you guys feel differently. Maybe people feel like, hey, Tiger's going to come back and win this thing. You can give us your thoughts here. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Saturday morning. In the nation's capital, we are live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Neil Greenberg, the stats geek for the Washington Post, will join us at 10 a.m. Craig Hoffman at 11:30, as we are just 12 days away from the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll get Craig's take on who the Commanders should select at 11:30. Phone lines are always open. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. We got Max running the ones and twos today. He'll take your, he'll get you on hold, and we can take your calls. It's Max Homa, the top of the leaderboard. Scotty Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, all six under at the Masters, and those three will tee off between 2:35 and 2:45. I know the Masters will begin today. Coverage is already underway. But Ricky Fowler will tee off at 9:35 this morning and get things started, with Tiger Woods teeing off at 12:45, and he is one over par after shooting a full even yesterday in 18 holes. He also had to finish the last five of round one yesterday. So there was a lot of golf played by Tiger Woods yesterday, and I started the show by saying it was kind of frustrating watching him. He's still great, and it's amazing that he made the cut and broke the record there. I just feel like I'm watching, you know, an old man that's beat up. You know, it kind of feels like, to me, Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards, maybe even worse than that. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Are you going to be focused on Tiger, the top of the leaderboard, or are you not paying attention to the Masters at all? Give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ron in Ashburn. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning, AWOD. How are you?
I'm good, man. Happy Saturday.
Same to you. I am watching the Masters. I am interested in the top three. I think I agree with you. Your analogy about Michael Jordan with the Wizards and Tiger is very appropriate. I will say that I think after Tiger has made this cut record. We'll see less of him on the screen. If I was a pro golfer on the tour, I'd be a little frustrated. It's about what Tiger has done, not what he will do. And, you know, he's 8 strokes back. I think playing as many holes as he did yesterday at his age and with all the trauma his body has suffered in the last 5 or 6 years, I don't think Tiger has a prayer of winning this. And I agree with you. It's disappointing for me to see him decline like this. I root for him because, again, what he has done, not what he will do. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, Ron, I appreciate you chiming in. You're right. I cringe a little bit now when I'm watching Tiger. It used to be, you know, eyes wide open. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's he going to do? There's no way he's going to make that birdie, and then he would sink it. Well, now, you know, he's still making the birdie, but it's like, ooh, that looked like it hurt. Ooh, I don't want to watch him even bend down anymore. He doesn't have that many bend overs left. Let's go to RJ in Alexandria. RJ, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. What's up?
I see it like this. The fact that he made the cut is going to keep people intrigued. If he is within 4 strokes on Sunday, people can say what they want. They're going to be tuned in to see what he's capable of doing. Right. He's going to pull out that red Superman cape, and just like Michael Jordan with the Wizards, he's going to put on one of that famous 50 that he put up, and people are going to tune in. So I get it. Yeah, he's older, and he's not what he once was, but on any given day, he can be as good as he used to be.
So you're fired up, RJ. You're fired up. You're going to be watching Tiger today and tomorrow.
No, tomorrow only.
Okay.
Tomorrow only. Thank you.
Yeah. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line one. We've got Joyce in Alexandria. What's up, Joyce?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I have been watching, and I'm definitely watching this weekend because I'm just so inspired by him and by hearing the crowd and the men yelling, "I love you." It's just really heartwarming, you know, in this time of the of our age where such craziness is going on, you know, we all need another hero, and he's an icon, and I'm rooting for him 100%.
So will you be focused in on Max Homa and Scottie Scheffler at all, or is it just Tiger for you?
Oh, no, no. I was following them along when I turned on after work Thursday and Friday, mm-hmm. but my heart is with Tiger.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. A good call. I appreciate you chiming in.
Thank you.
Yep. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Max, you and I were talking about this during the break here. I mean, what is your take? Your name, Max? Are you psyched for Max Homa?
Or for you,
is it all about Tiger?
For way more reasons than one, I am psyched for Max Homa. we won't talk about that. I don't want to jinx anything. I've grown up watching Tiger at the Masters my whole life. It's been... I've truly been blessed and privileged to be able to watch this level of competition from Tiger. But, like, yeah, he can still spin that thing. It's so impressive, like, how his striking, how he can manipulate the ball with just one whack sweep of a club. But, yeah, his back, and it's just, it looks rough out there.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of looks like, you know, like you've watched a Marvel movie. And he doesn't have his superpowers anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's Iron Man, but it's Robert Downey Jr. just walking around in a suit. He doesn't, you know, it's not like he has the iron suit on. He's just wearing a regular suit. And so maybe it will change today for me when I watch Tiger. I mean, look, the fact that he's in it is incredible. And he's shooting better than Brooks Koepka, right? And Will yeah. Zalatoris and Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy and so many other incredible golfers. John Rahm doesn't hold a chance compared to what Tiger Woods has done in the last few days. But the other thing is that he is also so far back from the top of the leaderboard that he might be able to stick around and make it interesting, but is he actually going to compete for the green jacket? I don't think so. I don't think there's any shot here. But maybe I'm wrong, and maybe, you know, Tiger Woods will have a little bit of magic left in that red suit on Sunday. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to David in Waldorf. David, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, great show, man. Hey, look, here's the thing. I'm an older guy. I'm 64. I'm sitting outside the gym getting ready to go in. Last year, I cycled over 600 miles across France and Spain. You know, here's the thing. It's the human spirit, man. I mean, the man competes as long as he can compete. And I think people tune into it because all of us want to believe that somewhere inside of ourselves, that same energy, that same dedication, that same ability exists. Let the man play until he can't play. It's not about declining. It's about the spirit, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that you just got me fired up, David. I love that speech. Good stuff, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
Yep, appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to JC in Herndon. JC, what's up? Do you believe Tiger has one more ride in him?
JC wanted to talk UFC 300, which I told him we'll do later in the show.
Okay, so if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Once again, the top of the leaderboard will tee off 245. Tiger Woods will tee off at 12:45. And, you know, it's not really a question we're throwing out there as much as just a conversation about what we're watching right now with Tiger Woods. He's still great. It's unbelievable that he broke the record. And if you hear the quotes from him, he absolutely believes he still has a shot. He said, quote, "I'm right there. I'm only eight back as of right now. I don't think anyone is going to run off and hide right now. But it's really bunched. The way the ball is moving on the greens, chip shots are being blown. It's all you want in a golf course today." Woods still believes he's got a shot with 36 holes to play at Augusta for the 2024 Masters. And my whole take was just, I'm still rooting for Tiger, but I'm more focused on the top of the leaderboard because I get sized for greatness. And as great as Tiger Woods was, he's not the greatest golfer in the world right now. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can take the show on the road with the Odyssey app. Download it today for free. It's the best app out there for music, play-by-play, or sports talk because it gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And it feels like the conversation all over my timeline on social media is all about Tiger Woods. Can he come back? Can he put himself in the mix here for some exciting golf on Sunday, or will we see him fall out of having any chance today? Once again, so Tiger will tee off at 12:45. The leaders, Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, and Bryson DeChambeau, between 2:35 and 2:45 today for round three of the 2024 Masters from Augusta National Golf Club. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Scott in Calvert County. What's up, Scott?
Hey, AWOD. It's not a zero sum. There's great watching with Tiger and great watching with the leaders. It's not Tiger or Max Homa or Bryson or Scotty. It's the event. It's the experience. And they're all tied together. I love that Tiger is in the Saturday-Sunday rounds and made the cut. I love watching Tiger. I love watching the guys that are at the top of their game. So it's not a zero sum. It's a magical event, just the fact that he's playing on the weekend.
But when you watch Tiger, does it feel like it did 10 or 15 years ago? Because to me, I feel like I'm watching an old man now that's beat up.
AWOD, I am an old man. I'm 56 years old, and I get backaches. I feel like Tiger does. I feel every pain that he feels out there. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, too.
Right. So for you, it's inspirational watching him still be able to compete after everything he's been through.
It is. You're right about that. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong, man. I just, you know, it's different for me because I'm 31. And so I have vivid memories of Tiger in his peak. And I just, like I said, I feel like I'm watching Jordan on the Wizards. But that's just my take. And so, you know, you can have your own opinion. I'm glad you're enjoying it, man.
You know, and people love watching Jordan on the Wizards. Yeah, some people cringed and felt every pain Jordan had, too. And that's a perfect comparison. Yeah. But it's okay. And so I'm rooting for Tiger. He's a long shot, just like anybody else, sitting where he is at, in the standings. But it's going to be a great Masters, and I'm fortunate enough to be in the car in Virginia heading there right now.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So what is your plan to head out there for the Masters? For Saturday action or for Sunday?
Sunday action. We're going to be there when the gates open at 8 o'clock, walk the back before anybody gets out there, and then find a perfect spot to place our chairs.
That's awesome, man. Well, I hope you really enjoy it. That sounds like a ton of fun.
AWOD, thanks for having me on.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So I'm sure most people will be watching or checking in on the Masters throughout the day today and then again tomorrow, and hopefully Tiger Woods can have a bit of a sweat. But speaking of sweats, I did want to talk about the Washington Capitals and their playoff sweat here, because, Max, I think the bigger picture is, if the Capitals do not make the playoffs, I'm afraid, and I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, I'm afraid it will be 2026, if not 2027, by the time we watch a playoff game for one of our pro DC sports teams here. If the Caps don't make the playoffs this year, when are they going to get back in? Right? They're older than they've been in years.
It's true. They are old. They've got a lot of guys with experience, we'll call them. But the pipeline is really bright. Like, there are guys, like, the draft looks really good this year. We have Andrew Kristall and Ryan Leonard in the pipeline who are lighting it up right now in the minors, and Ryan Leonard lighting it up in the Frozen Four. We might even bring him in for the last couple games of the season or the playoffs if we do make it that far.
Yeah. But
That's kind of what I'm excited for.
I've read about the pipeline, and I totally agree with you. I just think there's going to be some down years during this rebuild, that this might be the last chance to get into the postseason. I mean, they didn't think they were going to get into the postseason this year. That's why they were sellers, not buyers, at the trade deadline. And so you look at the standings right now, it is the Islanders holding third place in the Metro Division with 89 points. And the Washington Capitals are on the outside of the playoffs, looking in at the third wild card spot right now, tied with Detroit, tied with Philadelphia, 1 point back of Pittsburgh. And all of those teams have played 79 games so far. The Washington Capitals, though, have a very difficult matchup tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The good thing, it's at home at Capital One Arena. And they've been pretty good at home. It's just so frustrating, Max, to see that this is a team here that is 3-5-2 in their last 10 games. And I get it. They've been streaky, right? That they had a couple three-game win streaks in March that led to this playoff sweat. But that six-game losing streak was just so devastating, because it came right after the Red Wings 4-3 win, in which we put ourselves into the postseason and felt like we were going to actually sneak in. And then six straight games of tough defeats.
It's the most frustrating part. Like, they've been getting all the help in the world on the out-of-town scoreboards. Detroit's been falling apart. Philly's been falling apart. Like, they just haven't been able to break through and win a single game. You can't go on a six-game losing streak when you're trying to make a playoff run.
Right, and it just, it feels like it's going to be impossible, in my opinion, to catch Pittsburgh, right? Pittsburgh's only losses in their last 10 games came in overtime. Other than that, they've won seven of their last 10. Now, they do have a tough matchup today against Boston, but it just feels like the Penguins are getting hot at the right time, which sucks, because they're the hate team that I hate most in all of hockey, with Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby. I couldn't believe Evgeny Malkin was not just still playing, but contributing and scoring goals and having assists for Pittsburgh. It's crazy, the age of Pittsburgh and Washington right now, and yet both teams are right there on the outside of the playoffs looking in with a shot to make some noise. Because that's the other thing about the NHL playoffs, is just get in and a little bit of puck luck, and you could absolutely upset a team.
So, oh, yeah.
Without we'll see what happens. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. So I'm hoping the Caps can get a win today against the Lightning. But I do think the bigger conversation is, if the Capitals do not make the postseason, when's the next team that will give us a postseason sweat? Because I think the Capitals were our best chance, and if they don't make it this year, I don't know how close they're going to be next year. I know for a fact it's not going to be the Washington Wizards. Right? I mean, even if they got a Victor Wembanyama type in the draft, even though there's no prospect anywhere as close as Victor Wembanyama, they would not even sniff the postseason. That rebuild feels like it's going to take 3, 4, maybe even 5 years for this team to get back in the postseason, which is so frustrating because the NBA expanded the playoffs to 2/3 of the damn league, right? 20 of the 30 teams because of the play-in tournament, and Washington's not even close. Then you've got the Nationals, and I'll be honest with you, I am kind of enjoying this young Nats team here last year and this year, even though it's a bunch of losses. C.J. Abrams has been a ton of fun. I'm hoping Josiah Gray will come back from that injury in a few weeks and be awesome. And then it was difficult to see the Nats lose on Friday night in the 10th inning to the A's. But, you know, this is a Nats team that is not going to make the postseason this year, next year, and maybe even not the year after that. And then you look at the Commanders. Right? And you say, you know, we talked about this last week. I want a 3-win improvement from Ron Rivera. That doesn't get us in the postseason, right? That's 7-10. Even if it's a 4-win improvement, you're not in the playoffs. Maybe the year after that. I mean, we could seriously be talking about 2026 or even 2027 before one of the next 4 DC pro sports teams making it into the postseason. Who do you think is going to give us a playoff sweat? 1-800-636-1067. I'm really hoping it'll be the Caps and it'll be this year because I honestly think they're going to take a step back next year when you talk about Ovi getting another year older, Oshie getting another year older, and trying to work in some of the younger guys with the older group here. I feel like it's gonna look like a rebuild, I think, in the standings next season. That's my opinion. If you want to chime in, tell me otherwise. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts throughout the show. That's at 1067 The Fan and at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Curtis says, AWOD, I love Tiger, but watching him now reminds me of watching Ali in his last fight. The star we once knew and watched is a shadow of himself. If you want to chime in, give us a call. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post will join us at 10 a.m. Craig Hoffman at 11:30. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. And Max, I did want to talk a little bit more about the Caps playoff sweat. And so today's game against the Lightning at 5:30 Capital One Arena is absolutely a must-win game for the Caps here. There's only 3 games left in the regular season. What do you think the magic number is for the Caps here? Because, you know, they have Tampa Bay, Boston, and then Philadelphia. That's 2 of those games are very difficult. I was just looking at the Pittsburgh schedule. They've got Boston, Nashville, and New York. Boston and Nashville is going to be really difficult for them. And then you got to worry about the Red Wings as well, right? So I would say Washington has got to probably win 2 of these games and maybe even send the game they lose to overtime.
Yeah, it's 2 out of 3, and you got to steal a point. Like, there's no room for error. They've played up and down all year, and this is the time you got to turn around and just start playing with, like, your life depends on it, man.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, Alex Ovechkin had an incredible February. It continued into March and has kind of partially spilled over into April. But it's just they need the rest of the guys to step up. It just feels like this is a Caps team that struggles to get goals right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when they do take a lead, they haven't been able to hold on to those leads in recent games. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067. I said last segment, if the Caps don't make the playoffs, I think you'll be looking at 2026, a full 1 more calendar year after this one before we see any of our D.C. sports teams in the postseason, because I think the Nats are 2 years away. I think the Wiz are 3 or 4 years away. And as much as I want to hope the Commanders could be the Houston Texans, right, first-year coach, number two overall pick on a quarterback, make the postseason your first year, I just don't think that's a realistic view of the Commanders. So we're kind of rolling through what to watch on TV this weekend. We started with the Masters, then we talked a little Caps. Well, NBA playoffs are next week, and the play-in tournament starts next week with there is one more full day of NBA coverage. It's tomorrow, and it's going to be easily the best NBA slate in years because everybody has something to play for, basically. All right, so you've got this Nets against the 76ers. Well, if the Sixers win, they advance to the sixth seed and avoid playing in the play-in tournament that is seed 7 through 10. You've got the Bulls against the Knicks. The Knicks have a chance to move all the way up to the 2 seed if they can get a win. Bucks against the Magic. Bucks are trying to hold on to the 2 seed. They're playing without Giannis. We don't know the status of Giannis heading into the postseason, except for he's going to miss the entire rest of the regular season, and he's not going to be at 100% when the postseason begins. The Magic, if they win, well, they could move up to the 6 seed and get out of that play-in tournament. And look, the play-in tournament, I don't like it. The NBA added it around COVID to give two more teams from the East and the West a chance to get into the postseason with this stupid extra tournament to get more TV ratings and sell extra playoff games, whatever, Adam Silver, that's fine. But I will say it does make it interesting with the teams that are currently 7 or the 6 seed fighting to get in or out of the play-in tournament, because you don't really have the best chance if you're the 7 seed to get into the postseason, because you still have to win a game. And it's going to be against a team that might have more momentum, especially in the Western Conference when you look at the Lakers and Warriors and where they're at in the standings. Raptors against the Heat. Heat are playing for a chance at the 7 seed and a chance of getting out of the play-in tournament. Hawks, Pacers. Pacers trying to get up to the 6 seed. Hornets, Cavs. Cavs have a chance for the 2nd seed. Wizards, Celtics. That's the one game that doesn't have anything at stake. I mean, the Wizards, their season's over. The Celtics have an incredible lead on the Bucks in the Eastern Conference. Blazers, Kings. The Kings have a chance to be the 8 seed in the Western Conference. Rockets, Clippers. Clippers trying to go into the postseason with some momentum. They are locked into playing against the Mavericks. That's going to be an incredible series. The Jazz at the Warriors. Warriors have a chance to move from the 10 seed to the 8 seed if things fall their way. Mavs against the Thunder. Thunder have a chance to get to the 1 seed. I mean, it's incredible right now. You have 3 teams tied in the Western Conference for that 1 seed. Lakers, Pelicans. Lakers trying to get up to the 8 seed. Pelicans playing to stay out of the play-in tournament. Suns, T-Wolves. T-Wolves have that chance to the 1 seed. Suns trying to get out of the play-in tournament. And then Nuggets, Grizzlies. Nuggets playing for a chance at the 1 seed. So there's a ton of good storylines for the final day of the NBA season, Game 82. And so I've already bought a ticket on FanDuel 2 months ago for the Denver Nuggets against the Milwaukee Bucks to meet in the NBA Finals. Now, I feel great about the Nuggets because when I took this ticket, they were 3rd place in the Western Conference, and they have a chance to finish 1st place. But the Bucks, I don't feel nearly as good about anymore. I took this bet right after Doc Rivers took over. I heard all the haters. Doc Rivers not going to turn this team around. He's going to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, just like he did with the Sixers. Not going to advance to the Finals. Well, I just said, look, this is Giannis, this is Damian Lillard, and this is a coach that has won it all before, like he did with the Boston Celtics. This could be the year. Well, Giannis' injury really worries me now, because I don't think the Bucks have a shot at all without a fully healthy Giannis. And it is interesting because the Western Conference is wide open. The Eastern Conference, it feels like it's Boston and then what? I don't think anybody's going to really believe in the Knicks, not without Julius Randle. I don't think anybody believes in Cleveland. They don't have LeBron James on their roster anymore. Nobody thinks Orlando with that young team has a chance. Indiana was the cool team around the halfway point. They hosted the All-Star game. But, since then, they've dropped to 6th place. They haven't been fully healthy. Is it the year that Embiid and the Sixers finally make a run? I doubt it. I mean, that is going to be an awesome first-round matchup if you get Sixers against the Bucks, Giannis against Embiid. The Heat made the finals last year. They might not even make the postseason. They're the 8th seed right now. They've got to advance plus the play-in tournament. And like I said, in the West, you have Denver, Minnesota, and OKC with one game remaining. They're all tied currently for first place in the Western Conference. I know a lot of people really like this Dallas Mavericks team, that this is the year for Luka. I had Chris Miles from NBA TV on my show yesterday. He said, if you look at the recent pattern in the NBA, you need one of those guys, that is at the top of their game and better than the rest. It was Jokic. Then it was Giannis. It was Steph Curry before that. He believes this could be the year for Luka Doncic. Kyrie Irving's playing really well, and they added former Wizards big man Daniel Gafford, and he's been great for them as a lob threat, catching dunks, and also blocking shots as a rim protector. And what about the Phoenix Suns, right? They were all in to win it all this year, right? They paid for Bradley Beal after getting Kevin Durant and keeping Devin Booker around to have a legit big three where you have three different guys that could combine for 100 points any given game, right? I mean, think about it. KD could put up 35. Booker could put up 35. Bradley Beal could put up 30 if he's healthy. Phoenix has three guys that can combine for 100 points and then nobody else on their roster. Can they actually make a title run this year? We've been talking about the West. We haven't even mentioned LeBron James and the Lakers yet, or Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Right now, it looks like one of those teams is going to be held out of the postseason because Phoenix is the 7th seed. They're locked in to either 6 or 7. LA is locked in to either 8 or 9 or 10. Golden State is 10 or 9 right now. And so the way it works, the 7 plays the 8, the 9 plays the 10, and then the 10 would need to win two games to get in. The Warriors might have to knock out the Kings and the Lakers to get into the postseason. That would not be good news for NBA viewers if you don't have either Golden State or the Lakers. The perfect scenario would be Phoenix moves up to the 6th seed, New Orleans drops to 7, they get knocked out of the play-in tournament, and it's the Lakers as the 7th seed, the Warriors as an 8, and that would be fantastic first-round matchups in the Western Conference. If you have Golden State as the 8th seed going against either the Thunder, T-Wolves, or the Nuggets. Once again, I've already placed a bet. I do think the Nuggets make it out of the West. There's just so much talent on that roster. They brought everyone back from last year's championship. They have the second-best home record in the league, 33-8. They're going to have home court advantage once again. And I just don't think that the league has an answer for Jokic right now. You know, maybe it is Victor Wembanyama in the future. Last time I checked, the Spurs only have 21 wins. That's not going to get them into the postseason. The Eastern Conference, I still don't believe in Boston, but I don't believe in anybody else either. So it has to be Boston if it's not Milwaukee due to the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, Boston, a full 14-game lead on the entire Eastern Conference. Kristaps Porzingis has been as good or better than advertised. They've got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the backcourt duo, in the prime of their career right now. This is those two playing the best basketball they've ever played together and individually. They've been unbelievable. And yet Boston lost to Milwaukee 3 days ago in the game that Giannis got hurt and came out in the first quarter. So, like, how does Boston lose that game? I guess you could say that Joe Mazzulla has nothing to coach for right now. They're holding a huge lead on the rest of the East. But, like, that's the reason that I don't believe in the Celtics. They have so many head-scratching losses here. Even though they only have 18 losses on the season, a few of them just don't make sense. So I'll probably end up picking Boston because, you know, the Knicks aren't going to make a big push. I believe Cleveland, not this season. Orlando's too young. But, you know, I'm still hoping that Giannis will be able to come back and lead the Bucks to the finals because I think that would be awesome to watch Giannis against Jokic for the NBA title. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.